We stood there, me, him, regret, crowd on the edge of the road, same nose, same hands, same nervous smile.
Frank X. Walker reads Clifton One, the first poem in his first book. It tells the story of Walker and his father visiting Clifton, Kentucky, the town where his father grew up.
I search for answers. I wait for clarity and or flames, hidden among the lessons and the stories he pulls from his pockets like peppermint candy covered with lint.
Walker's parents divorced when he was about 4. Walker told a small audience gathered at the Martinsburg Berkeley County Public Library that he was a teenager before he started to get to know his father well. Walker is director of the African American and Africana Studies program at the University of Kentucky. He grew up in Danville, one of 11 children raised primarily by their mother in a home in the projects where religion and reading were emphasized. All this is reflected in Afrolatcha.
So in that poem, you can hear my mother's influence, you know, the choir singing psalms, that personal family history with the divorce and still trying to find a way to make it work, that reverence for the land, and this special place that was not just about land, was also about water, because he grew up in a place called Clifton, which is at the edge of a cliff. And that water was the dividing line to the next county. Interesting enough, the other county was the official demarcation line for Appalachia.
An old black and white photograph of Walker's parents standing in front of a car with two of his sisters graces the book's front cover. Walker is in the photo, barely. His hand, tinted in red, sticks out from behind one sister. He says it's the only photo he has of his parents together. Susan Hayden with the State Library Commission and West Virginia Center for the Book says everyone in West Virginia is encouraged to read Afrolatcha this year.
We want to just imagine how wonderful it would be if everyone read in the state, read a really wonderful book and had a fabulous conversation about it.
Hayden says for the past few years, One Book, One West Virginia has collaborated with Shepherd University's Appalachian Writer in Residence program to select a book. While this book is rooted in Walker's Kentucky upbringing, Hayden believes West Virginians can relate to the message it conveys.
I think it speaks of humanness. I think it speaks to our creativity, our joys and love, but hardships, our pain. I think it's universal. It talks not only to a black Appalachian, a black West Virginian, but also all the other races in West Virginia.
Walker says he's flattered his book was chosen.
I think that it says more about what our two states have in common, about what the region has in common, and about this singular idea behind Afrolatcha, that it kind of forces people who have accepted the stereotypes and the caricatures to really rethink what they believe and know about the region.
Walker will continue his residency at Shepherd University through this evening.
We stood at the edge of the road in Clifton, looking out at the wide, wet mirror that divided one county from the next, absence from forgiveness, then spoke and laughed in unison like twins, like a small choir singing songs.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.